Wisconsin has a graduated income tax, but for the overwhelming majority of filers, the tax rate here will still be higher than Illinois' after the tax increase. Illinois also raised its corporate income tax. Depending on how you measure it, it will go from being lower than Wisconsin's to slightly higher. Governor Walker says Illinois' move shows it's headed in a different direction than Wisconsin.
And I think if you're in a business looking to make a long-term investment, that's really the difference here. They've sent a message as to which way they're headed. We're sending a message that not only now in the special session, but in the budget when we start to hone in on property taxes and in subsequent actions we take when we start lowering the income and corporate tax over the next couple of years, that we're headed in a positive direction for employers. Illinois is headed in the negative direction.
In Springfield, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn was asked about the claim. Speaking to Illinois Public Radio and other media, he brushed it off.
Well, that's a luck to them, but that's not going to happen.
Quinn also shot back at Walker for turning down high-speed rail money that endangered a train manufacturer who had just set up shop in Milwaukee.
We're after Talgo, which he decided to kick in the shins when he didn't want to support the high-speed rail in Wisconsin. I think you'll see that that'll be a big mistake.
Quinn heard similar boasting this week from Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels. And while he said he didn't want to engage in name-calling, Quinn referred to Illinois as the strongest state and the capital of the Midwest. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.